Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Question, and here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:06 a.m.
Yeah, that's awesome news that baby, it's cold outside, is on the top 16 charts for Apple Music. I wonder what Danielle's version of Baby, It's Cold Outside would be on the chart. Probably number one. Aww. Way to go, D.
End of message.
Kiss ass. Hey. But yes.
Let me have my moment.
She has a great voice, she won our Christmas Carol parody competition on Friday, and she deserved it.
Tuesday, 7:13 a.m.
Mike, too. Too bad the candy cane didn't look like a J from the weed store.
End of message.
Mind if I do a J, man?
The third dispensary or retail outlet in Massachusetts is opening up on Saturday in Salem.
Yeah.
Appointment only. Very important to know.
Just what I was about to say.
And smart.
Well, it's the traffic issue in Salem. Sure. So you're going to have to remember when you're not stoned to make the appointment.
And where you barked.
Tuesday, 8:23 a.m.
Yeah, Hilldog, we should probably get Sherlock and Holmes to investigate that moon landing and that monkey driving that spaceship, full-on driving it itself. Angry Ham was his name.
Oh. End of message. Tuesday, 8:52 a.m.
Wow, that was really cool hearing from Dale Arnold about his book. I really would have loved to have gotten to hear from him a good LB story that we've never heard before, but I'm sure LB's already told them all at least twice.
End of message.
No.
I mean, listen, you got to give
Dale's
it to me.
He's a legend.
You got to give it to me. Before you even got the words out of your mouth, I predicted what Bruin story you were going to tell. I mean, that right there is magical. Mm-hmm. Just magical. I knew the Bob Wilson story carrying his own equipment on the escalator was coming.
Tuesday, 4:02 p.m.
Not for nothing, kid. Yeah. Anybody can go to the moon. Look at that guy, Lance Armstrong. If he can ride a bike all across the country, he was able to go to the moon, kid. That'll be wrong, Lance Armstrong. No! That's the same guy. Come on. What are you talking?
End of message.
Neil Armstrong, of course. Neil. But we mentioned this at the start of the show. NASA has invited Steph Curry next time they're in Houston to go by and check out the lunar rocks and the lunar module.
Yeah.
That's going to prove anything.
The space boots with the space dust on them.
They built the module in the garage. They grabbed the rocks from Aunt Betty's backyard.
I'm shocked, based on yesterday's show and the follow-up on Twitter and such, how many people really believe that the moon landing was faked. And they're talking about how we just didn't have the technology.
That's not true.
And that we were so far behind the Ruskies. And it was so important because of the Cold War that we beat them. That they're talking about how it's obvious that the whole thing was faked. But I mean, first of all, we got Tang from the whole experience. So how would we get Tang?
Mm-hmm. Microwaves.
We got the microwave oven from the whole experience. And you would think that if it was faked, there would be one engineer, one astronaut, one mathematician who worked for NASA who would have stepped up or at least sat up on their deathbed and said so.
Right.
You know what I mean? Look at that movie. You ever watch that movie about the ladies who went to work at NASA?
Hidden Figures?
Yes.
Great movie.
Great movie. Yeah. That's what it's called? Hidden Figures?
Hidden Figures.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. What happened to them? They lived a nice long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
They never said anything.
No, they didn't say anything.
Well, if it wasn't for the space program, we wouldn't have Go-Gurts.
Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Velcro.
Tubed food.
Velcro.
I believe we got Velcro from the space program.
Tuesday, 5:36 p.m.
How many LBs does it take to screw in a light bulb? Four. One, to make the story about himself screwing in a light bulb. Two, to mention somebody famous he once met, not concerning screwing in a light bulb. Third, to argue with the second one that this makes no sense when it actually does. And fourth, to ask somebody else to screw in that same light bulb.
End of message.
Well done.
Well done is right.
6:09 a.m.
Imagine Tara Hilton as a mother. She's going to leave it in the incubator and then go fly to Maui because she's stressed. And then we know the nanny, Guadalupe, is going to raise that thing until it's 24.
End of message.
This texter says we got all of that technology from the aliens that we encountered on the moon.
Okay.
Right, from Area 51.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. That's where we got technology.
Well, it's either you're saying Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
These texters are saying it's when we went to the moon, we got Velcro and Tang and freeze-dried ice cream and solar panels and all of that stuff from the aliens. They gave that to us as an offering of peace when we landed on their airport, their barren airport on the moon.
That list sounded like a bad Yankee swap.
Yeah, it did.
Yes,
it did.
6:45 a.m.
So this basically sums up the year between Danielle and LB. Women can't go around poking their boss in the chest to get a raise. CEOs shouldn't wear pajamas at work. And punching during a basketball game is punishable. What? You're proving my point. Not for nothing have you ever dipped your ice cream cone into chocolate.
End of message.
Excellent. Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.